So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the halacha of Nitma Ba'azara and then concludes as follows. Zu mitzis aseisha b'mikdash she'in chayav nalea. As the Gemara explains, our Mishnah is referring to the Mishnah Masechtas Harius, which discusses the halachas of par helm davish al tzibra as follows. Hayru bezdin v'aso apihem mevi'in par. If Bezdin issued an erroneous ruling, and the majority of the people followed their ruling, thereby b'shegi committing a transgression for which there is karis b'mezid, Bezdin must bring a carbon par helm davish al tzibra. The Mishnah there then teaches certain exceptions. Among them, in chayavin ala seva aloysa seisha b'mikdash. Bezdin does not bring a parhelm davish al tzibur for an erroneous ruling regarding tumas mikdash, not for the mitzvah saseh that requires one to leave the azara if he becomes tummy inside, nor for the leisa saseh that forbids one to enter the azara if he became tummy outside. Because as Rashi explains, emavin par ela halhelm davish shegigasi chatas kavua. A par is brought only for an avera for which a yachid brings a chatas behema, regardless of its financial status, but not for tumas mikdash for which a yachid brings a carbon oil b'yerid. And the Mishnah there continues, Abu Chayavin ala seva alaysa seisha benida. Bezdin does bring a par helm davish al tzibur for a ruling regarding the similar aseva alaysa se not to cohabit with a nida, because for the isra nida b'shegig, a yachid does bring a chatzis kavua. And now our Mishnah Masechta Shavuos continues as follows. Zui mitzvah seisha b'mikdash she'in chayav nalea. The case of Nitma Ba'azara, just mentioned in our Mishnah, is the mitzvah seisha to leave the mikdash for which the Mishnah Masechta Harias ruled that Bezdin does not bring a par. And then the Mishnah elaborates on the corresponding case of Ve'ezei mitzvah saseh shebenida shechayav nalea. The mitzvah saseh for one to separate from a nida for which Bezdin does bring a par. If one was cohabiting with a tar woman and she informed him that she became tummy, if he separates immediately with an Eivor Chai, he is Chayav Chatas because he gets the same enjoyment while separating as he does from joining. And as the Gemara later explains, he must do the following. He must remain still until he has an Eivor Meis, and if he then separates, he's Pater. And the Gemara explains, according to the opinion, HaMashamash Meis Barai is Pater, Loi Pirish Miyad Pater, because with an Eivor Meis, the separation is no transgression. And according to the opinion, HaMashamash Meis Barai is Chayev, Loi Pirish Miyad Pater, because Mishum De'anusu, he has no other option. Nevertheless, Pirish Miyad Chayev, if he separated with an Eivor Chai, he is not considered an Oinus because Shehoyu Lo Lifrish Bahana Mu'etis Upirish Bahana Meruba. He should have waited to separate with a lesser Hana, and instead he separated with a greater Hana. The Gemara proceeds with the following statement regarding the above mentioned case of Hayim Mishamishim at Tahirah Va'amr Lo Nitmesi Upirish Miyad Chayev Shtayim Chadach Nisa V'chadach Prisha. One who separates immediately is liable for two karbanas chatas, one for joining with a nida, and one for separating from a nida. And the Gemara elaborates that chayiv shtayim would be possible only if he was a shaygig for both the knisa and prisha, and he became aware in the interim that he was aiver. However, he would not be chayiv shtayim if he was either a mezid or oinus, for which there is no karban, or if it was behelim echad, he did not become aware in the interim that he was aiver, for which there was only one karban, as follows. If this happened samach levesta, if the woman was anticipating her cycle, he's not considered an oinus, but a shegig for the knisa, and he's chayev achas. But the reason for it depends on the person. But tamal chacham a knisa chayev a prisha pater. If it was a learned person, he brings one karban chatas for the knisa only, for which he was a shegig, and the shkaga was that kesavi yichoni livo. He thought that he can complete the bia before the cycle came. However, he does not bring a karban for the prisha, for which he was a mezid, since he knows that one may not separate miyad. While ba'ama aretz a knisa prisha chayev achas. If it was an ignorant person, he brings only one karban chatas for both the knisa uprisha, because he's a shegig on the knisa, because as Rashi explains, kesavar onus ani olau sharei lo ilamad shum mizharin yisrael lifrish min neshasein samach levestan. He does not know that one may not cohabit samach levesta. And he's a shegig on the prisha, because he also does not know that one may not separate miyad. And he brings only one karban because ochosh neizei sichele behelem echadhu. He did not become aware in the interim that he was aver. Therefore, he's considered one continuous shegig. If this happened b'she'in samach levesta, if the woman was not anticipating her cycle, he's considered an oinus for the knisa. And in this case, the halacha is different as follows. But tamachachem pater. Tamachachem does not bring any carbon because regarding the knisa, he was an oinus. Because as Rabbeinu Chananel explains, since it's not samach levesta, mahav le lemevet, b'chili yishamash mitasi le'ilam. And regarding the prisha, he was amazed because he knows that one may not separate miyad. While ba'ama aretz chaduhud mechayev a prisha, and ama aretz brings only one carbon for the prisha, for which he's a shegi because he does not know that one may not separate miyad. However, there's no carbon for the knisa because it was an oinus. And therefore, the Gemara concludes that the halacha of chayev shtayim would apply only in the following scenario. B'samach levesta, v'tamachachem lezu, v'in tamachachem lezu. He was a tamachachem who knows that one may not cohabit samach levesta, but he does not know that one may not separate miyad. Therefore, regarding the knisa, he's chayiv, because he's not considered an oinis, because it's samach levesta, but he's still considered a shaygig, because kesavi yichalni level. And regarding the prisha, he's chayiv, because he's considered a shaygig, because he does not know that one may not separate miyad. And as Rashi explains, this is not considered behelim echad, because since he knows that one may not cohabit samach levesta, he surely realized in the interim that he was over when she informed him netmesi between kenisa and prisha. The Gemara now discusses the sources for isuri nida. Asar labayil nida minayim minat Torah. The source for the lace to say that one may not cohabit with a woman who is already in nida is in the pasuk vel isha benidas tumas lace karv. And asar lemeshamish matahira v'amr netmesi deli nifresh miyad. The source for the Asei V'Loisa say that one may not separate Be'evr Chai from a woman who became a Nida during cohabitation is as follows. The Asei is in the Pasuk V'mshachav Yishkav Ish Eisa Batei Nidasa Lav, Afil B'shas Nidasa Tei Lav. Even if she became a Nida after Knisa, he's obligated to wait at Shayamasa Evr. And the Loisa says in the previous Pasuk, Vel Isha Menidas Tumasa Le Sikarv, because Le Sikrav Nami Le Tifreshu. Le Sikrav Osa means do not separate. And Azar Labanei Yisrael Shifr Shifrishu Minishasein Samach Levestan, the source for the obligation that one must separate from his wife when she anticipates her cycle, is in the Pasik Vizartim Es Bnei Yisrael Metumasim. For Kama, Amar Rabba Oina. As Rashi explains, if the vest was due to come during the day, they must separate for that entire day. And if the vest was due to come during the night, they must separate for that entire night. The Gemara proceeds with the Schar V'Einish, the reward and retribution of Pirish Samach Levestas. One who is not Pirish Samach Levestas causes his sons to die early, even if they had the potential to become as great as the sons of Aaron HaKohen. Because Parashas Metzorah concludes with Vizartim es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam v'hidva b'nidasa. And the following parasha begins with Achri Mois, Shnei b'nei Aaron. Amr b'chi b'rabba Amr b'yechanan, kol ha-Pirish mi'ishti Samach Levestas havin le'banim z'charam. One who is Pirish Samach Levestas will merit to have sons because the Pasuk in Parashat Shmini states, Lahavdal bein Atame bein Atar. And the following Parashat begins with Isha ki Sazriya b'yalda Zachar. Rishum and Levi says, Havin lebanim ruin lahayra. One who is Pirish Samach Levestas will have sons who are able to Pasuk in Shailas because the Pasuk in Parashat Shmini states, Lahavdal ulahayras. Amr b'chibar Abba Amr b'yechanan, Kalamavdal alayayin b'matzi Shabbasas, Havin lebanim Zacharim. One who makes Abdullah on wine on Matzah Shabbos will merit to have sons because the Pasuk states, Lahavdal bein HaKodesh bein HaChel, and then Lahavdal bein HaTameh bein HaTar, and then Isha ki Sazriya. Rishon ben Levi says, Havin lebanim ru'in lahayra, tachsev Lahavdal ulahayras. Amar ben Yomim b'yefes amar Rabbi Lazar, kal mekadesh es atzmei b'shas tashmish havin lebanim zacharim. One who cohabits in a modest way will merit to have sons because the Pasuk in Parashat Shmini states, Viskadishtim v'yisim kadeshim, and the following Parashat begins with Isha ki Sazriya v'yolda Zachar.